Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus Believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Praise God for you, Kendra.
Thank you.
So what part of the world are you in today?
I am in Northern California.
What does it look like hearing the voice of God?
I feel like I've had a pretty strong voice since I was a kid. And I think part of that is knowing how to be quiet. And because I've lived on ranches my whole life, my deepest memories are from the time that I was 5 to 12. We lived on 800 acres managing a cattle ranch.
Wow.
And so I was able to just kind of wander quietly as a kid and sit in nature and just talk to Him. And so I think that privilege of growing up that way and getting to hear God in a way that I wanted a childlike faith young. So being in that so young, that's actually why I open my house to bring people out to ranch settings, just because I want them to experience that quiet, get to meet God in a different way, and know that they're safe and secure to wander in nature.
Do you have children as well?
So I have 4 kids. My oldest is actually 20. The next one is 19. And then I got a 10 and 12-year-old. And still homeschooling the 10 and 12-year-old. The 19-year-old is on a rodeo team in Texas. And the 20-year-old is a farrier, which is a horseshoer, with my husband.
They're going to be the 6th generation on his side.
Yes.
Was it challenging to get them on track with all that God speaks to you?
Actually, one time he was walking the dog and he got lost on the property, and it's pretty heavily wooded actually up in that area where everything kind of looks the same. And so he started praying then. And I mean, he was under 10 and he was like, I asked God which way. And he goes, and I would hear him say like left, right, here. Like he just like had a knowing. And so like that was the first time he was like, and he goes, and the voice led me home. And I knew it was God, like that's how God talks, you know? And so like they got to have their own experiences of seeing where God met them. And I honestly think as a mother, that's something that I've learned the most. Like the more controlling we are, or the more that we try to like force faith instead of like pray for God to interrupt, have opportunities, notice where He's just showing up for them, let them go through something hard that only God can fix.
It feels as though you've cried a lot in life. Is that accurate?
That is a pinpoint, my friend. Okay. My tears are related most with the frustrations of what I believe is in God's heart. And not being able to reveal it to others. And seeing people miss the mark of understanding the depths of the relationship with God. And it's things like our Western culture, I know, looks a lot different. And the division of religions, you know, just the microscopic things that like in the end, you're just kind of like, why can't it just not exist? Why can't we just say spirit and faith? Why is the door not open enough? Why are people not walking with enough Holy Spirit on their sleeve to meet each other and go and do what we talked about in the beginning? I hear your heart and I know are. Like, I think demons know who we are before our brothers and sisters are. My role in my ministry is to lift other women in their yes of whatever God is calling them to, and to watch other Christians slam doors in their faces and not let them share their testimony or reach the rest of who needs to be reached. I have spent many, many tears in why is nobody getting it, God? Why is nobody opening a door? Why is nobody wanting to hear? Why? Like all these whys.
How does your experience in nature influence the way you represent your ministry?
I actually spent almost 10 years journaling the Psalms, because I was like, how do you take your frustrations? Because in the end, David was a complainer. He honestly complained to God. But in the end, he kept saying, you are God. And you know best. And like that is a surrendering moment over and over again, day by day.
Who is your favorite character? Is it David?
Is it David? I can go ahead and say David, Elijah. Mm. Elijah is another like frustrated prayer, but do it anyways, and having to carry a lot and do whatever God asks. Elijah seems even a little more bold to me than David.
It's intriguing how grace works. It doesn't choose, right, who grace rests on when it's the dispensation of time, yeah? It's just what it is.
Yeah. One of the things that I think that, like, when I'm talking about Elijah being bold, not only is, like, when he came and asked for fire on the altar, one of the bold moments to, you know, face off his fighter of Jezebel, but also the time where he came and told the widow, give your everything and God's going to do it. I'm like, how are you, like, as ministry leaders, able to tell somebody, give everything and God's going to, like, we could give everything ourselves, but can you tell someone else, give everything?
I was having this conversation with my mother last week, and I was explaining to her, the Bible clearly states that God told Elijah, that he told the woman,
right,
to expect him, right? So she knew, and of course she probably thought, oh, it's like I only have what I have, a morsel in my cupboard, so that couldn't be God. That's probably just my mind. But then when Elijah showed up, then it was confirmed, yeah? And it feels as though you're that person, you're that woman who hears what God says and then has to wait for God to show up and, of course, give of your minus, yeah, or your sacrifice. Am I accurate here?
1,000%, but also that kind of solidifies something to me too. I wouldn't say it unless I knew God said it first.
Oh, there you go. I love that, yeah. All right, so this has been a great pleasure. The time has flown. It's been super fun speaking with you. In closing, is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, that was fast.
Kendra, dear pleasure, I treasure. Thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convo.